Second Samuel chapter 21. And there was a famine in the days of David for 3 years successively. And David consulted the oracle of the Lord. And the Lord said, It is for Saul and his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites. Then the king, calling for the Gibeonites, said to them, Now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but the remains of the Amorites. I and the children of Israel had sworn to them, and Saul sought to slay them out of zeal, as it were for the children of Israel and Judah. David therefore said to the Gibeonites, What shall I do for you? And what shall be the atonement for you, that you may bless the inheritance of the Lord? And the Gibeonites said to him, We have no contest about silver and gold, but against Saul and against his house. Neither do we desire that any man be slain of Israel. And the king said to them, What will you then that I should do for you? And they said to the king, The man that crushed us and oppressed us unjustly, we must destroy in such manner that there be not so much as one left of his stock in all the coasts of Israel. Let 7 men of his children be delivered unto us, that we may crucify them to the Lord in Gibeah of Saul, once the chosen of the Lord. And the king said, I will give them. And the king spared Mephibosheth the son of Jonathan the son of Saul, because of the oath of the Lord that had been between David and Jonathan the son of Saul. So the king took the 2 sons of Rizpah the daughter of Aiah, whom she bore to Saul, Armoni, and Mephibosheth, and the 5 sons of Michal the daughter of Saul, whom she bore to Hazriel the son of Barzillai, that was of Malassi, and gave them into the hands of the Gibeonites. And they crucified them on a hill before the Lord. And these 7 died together in the first days of the harvest, when the barley began to be reaped. And Rizpah the daughter of Aiah took hair cloth, and spread it under her upon the rock from the beginning of the harvest, till water dropped upon them out of heaven, and suffered neither the birds to tear them by day, nor the beasts by night. And it was told David, what Rizpah the daughter of Aiah, the concubine of Saul, had done. And David went, and took the bones of Saul, and the bones of Jonathan his son from the men of Jabes-Galaad, who had stolen them from the street of Bethsan, where the Philistines had hanged them when they had slain Saul in Jericho. And he brought from thence the bones of Saul, and the bones of Jonathan his son, and they gathered up the bones of them that were crucified, and they buried them with the bones of Saul, and of Jonathan his son in the land of Benjamin, in the side, in the sepulchre of Cis his father. And they did all that the king had commanded. And God shewed mercy again to the land after these things. And the Philistines made war again against Israel. And David went down, and his servants with him, and fought against the Philistines. And David growing faint, Jezebibenob, who was of the race of Rapha, the iron of whose spear weighed 300 ounces, being girded with a new sword, attempted to kill David. And Abizai the son of Sarvia rescued him, and striking the Philistine killed him. Then David's men swore unto him, saying, Thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, lest thou put out the lamp of Israel. There was also a second battle in Gob against the Philistines. Then Sabuchai of Uzaphi slew Saph of the race of Rapha of the family of the giants. And there was a third battle in Gob against the Philistines, in which Adiodatus the son of the forest and embroiderer of Bethlehem slew Goliath the Gethite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. A fourth battle was in Jeth, where there was a man of great stature, that had 6 fingers on each hand, and 6 toes on each foot, 24 in all, and he was of the race of Rapha, and he reproached Israel. And Jonathan the son of Sammai the brother of David slew him. These 4 were born of Rapha in Jeth, and they fell by the hand of David, and of his servants.